We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Hello, everybody. I'm Giancarlo Navas, the host of Miami Heat Beat, and I sometimes do these little pre-show introductions if I feel like there's not enough context in what's about to follow. Those are typically live streams that I just kind of want to give people some context. So we do a live stream after every Miami Heat game on twitch.tv/MIA Heat Beat, and we have a new host for our live stream. Now, if you're a longtime Heat Beat listener, you know of our Heat Twitter president, Alf, at Alf954 on Twitter, the legendary, the notorious, and he's going to be doing all the hosting now on the post game stream. So kind of to give you a little background, this is his first show back. He's going to host all our post game streams. They're a little different. We're still going to do the same Miami Heat Beat episodes that you're used to. We have one coming up on Wednesday with our 2K coach Frankie and our Twitch tweeter Jack Alfonso, plus myself and Brian. So we're going to still give you the same content. Just the post game streams are going to be a little different, and they also will get posted to this pod feed. The show is called Hangover Time. And you're going to see why as you listen to this episode. So thank you guys so much for supporting, and enjoy the first episode of the Hangover Time post game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to wait like 3 minutes to start cursing. Whatever. I'm cursing right off the bat. Everybody, welcome into the first edition of Hangover Time. I am, of course, Alphonse Sydney, a.k.a. Alf954. With me today. That was my Giancarlo Navas. With me today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have Giancarlo Navas, of course. The brains behind Heat Beat, and also the anxiety and the constant self-reflection behind Heat Beat. We also have Brass Jazz, aka John Kozan.
What's up, John? How's it going? Thanks for having me.
All right, of course, bro. We also have Nikias, who looks like every player in the NBA with a beard, Duncan. Yeah, of course you disagree, because you don't admit what's really going on. And It's a source of denial that bothers me to this day. But like you look like Kawhi Leonard. I'm just gonna say it.
Okay. Sure.
The guy is like, I didn't come here to be attacked.
It's true. I didn't come here to be attacked.
But
it's not Kawhi Leonard. Get it right. It's there's so many others that you can go.
No, Kawhi is my favorite.
No, Greg Monroe is the one.
No, Kawhi is my favorite.
Nikias, which is your favorite?
You think I have a favorite?
Am I allowed to do this? Am I not?
I'm the only one here that can say that Nikias looks like other black people.
Yeah, okay. Just double checking.
All right, so this is the inaugural edition of Hangover Time, and it's preseason for all of us. So we were late, of course, because, you know, we're getting the kinks out. And also, it's a preseason game, so who really gives a shit what happened? There was a lot of Max Struss this game, and I'm supposed to analyze that. Like, I care, you know, what Max Struss did. All I care is that Max Struss gets on the first thing smoking out of Miami. But that we'll get to that eventually. And Nikias had a tweet that I wholeheartedly agreed with, that he might be the worst basketball player we've ever seen play in an NBA atmosphere. But before I do, thank you, everybody. There's been a lot of love shown to the whole announcement that I was moving to Heat Beat and that we were going to do this post-game stream. Oh, look, Tiffany Meeks is here. Tiffany, can we hear you?
And I hope so. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Oh, we have audio finally.
We did it.
Did it.
All right. So if anybody watched my post-game shows on Five Reason Sports, one of the more integral members of that whole thing was Tiffany Meeks. Tiffany Meeks is somebody I just encountered on Twitter. And every time she replied to me, she made me smarter about basketball. So I said, Tiffany, you need to come on to my post-game stream and you need to talk. You need to teach these folks about basketball. Tiffany came on after every playoff win. She disappeared after playoff losses. You came on after a preseason loss. So I'm going to let you go. But you only came on after wins and the people loved you. So we brought you over here to Miami Heat Beat to Hangover Time. So, Tiffany, say what's up to the people.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
All right. So we're going to get right into this game. I don't know how much you take away from it without Jimmy Butler and without Goran Dragic, but I know, Nikias, you're trying to get in and out real quick. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to you because the glaring things that I saw tonight are the same problems that we've seen throughout last season and even into the finals, where the Heat, when the motion offense, it starts getting figured out and they don't have a player that can break you down and get 2 points or get easy relief buckets, you know, like Goran Dragic, Jimmy Butler.
Their coaching situation with Stan Van Gundy, he brings attention to details, discipline, and defense.
Struggle. You know, that offense is a great system, but once it breaks down or once teams start to figure it out a little bit there, you know, if you don't have a guy who can attack the defense, they start to look stuck in the mud a little bit. What did you see tonight?
I think that's all fair. Honestly, the biggest thing that stood out to me tonight was the lineups in general. And like, it's preseason, so it's obviously going to be an experimental thing. But if we're just going off of what we saw in terms of the lineup combinations out there.
Don't get into rotations for me.
Yeah, please. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's clear that a win was not priority number one for Miami.
No.
They wanted to get their young guys some burn. Because, honestly, I had more of an issue with the defense than the offense. But the personnel that was out there, I mean, there was just really no hope of getting stops. I don't think. I mean, New Orleans starting Zion and Steven Adams up front, Miami matched that with a small ball lineup. So just off the bat, you kind of knew that the Heat were going to have troubles on the glass, kind of contain the paint, things of that nature. But going back to your offensive point.
Wait, so you weren't a big fan of Mo Harkless stopping Zion Williamson?
No.
Okay,
can't say. Like that. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, like that was a game you realized, you know, Jay Crowder did some solid work as a post defender. And Mo Harkless is a good defender in his own right, but he's not good at the things that Jay Crowder is.
I mean, he turned into Les Harkless real quick when he fouled out.
How you foul out of a preseason game, dude? That's like fouling out of an intramural game.
He played like 8 minutes and got 6 fouls. That's impressive.
Massive. Like, I want UD to do more of that.
Yeah, like, that's UD's role. Like,
Nikias, we talked a bunch about that, like, on the podcast that you and I did previewing the wings here at Miami Heat Beat. And we were kind of questioning, like, can Mo Harkless kind of guard up a position? And today was a resounding no.
Well, come on, bro. Like, Zion Williamson is not the guy to test
that. Oh, bad, now. Man.
Zion makes everybody look bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he makes, you know, 10-year NBA vets just look bad. They look weak against him.
Yo, chat slandering KZ. We're not doing that today. This is a KZ apology.
I don't even know how to see the chat. Like, we're gonna have to figure this shit out.
You don't see chat. Go to twitch.tv/MIAHeepy.
I got chat's like, right fucking there. 8 screens open. I got the fucking thing you so.
Do you want? Okay, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna include a little chat box for you. We're gonna produce live. You keep going. We're gonna add a little chat. Yeah, box.
Shouldn't we have that in the first place?
I mean, yeah, the chat. I mean, not really, but
Nikias,
yeah,
for you, for God's sake, bro. What the fuck did I come back to Heat Beat for? I can't even get a chat. 5 Reasons could at least give me a chat.
Listen, we have chat box. You see chat box?
Okay.
Look at that. We got a little chat box.
All right, Tiffany. All right, Tiffany. Okay. So we talked with Nikias. You know, he saw problems with the offense, but his bigger problems with the defense. And I did have a problem with the defense myself. For the interior defense, when Bam wasn't around, even when Bam was around, was non-existent. Myers Leonard didn't provide much of anything interior defensive-wise. Avery Bradley does not seem on during the first preseason game as the solution to that point of attack defense. What did you see defensively from the Heat tonight?
Nothing.
Question, yeah.
This is why I brought Tiffany with me, man.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong.
What was the problem? What did you see as a problem?
Well, let's look at it this way. They didn't bring anyone in that plays interior defense.
No.
So
Precious?
We saw him for half a game. No. We didn't bring in any bigs. We brought in Mo Harkless, who's like, I'm probably bigger than. So what do we think was going to happen? So guess what? You're going to have to go back to the Bams Myers lineup. And let's hope Myers like can hit the three.
And let's hope Myers is healed from whatever was ailing him last year that caused him to run around like he was wearing concrete sneakers.
No, that's how he runs.
No, I mean, it got worse, though. It got worse. Listen,
he's what, seven feet tall? I expect him to get at least 9 boards a game. He's not good for 9 boards a game. There's a problem. He's not good for 9 boards a game. So you're going to be relying heavy on Bam, Jimmy, and T-Rex to crash the boards. Those are your best rebounders. So how are you going to mix up that lineup to keep teams honest and to be able to at least be adequate on the boards? Because they're not going to out-rebound 90% of the teams. So how are they going to keep it on? How are they going to keep it honest?
But Brass, is it just about Bam being a superhuman rebounder? Like what? what is the answer there?
I don't know what the answer is exactly. I mean, it's so weird to analyze a game like this in a preseason where, you know, you have so many people didn't play, but they played just about everybody on their end. And
yeah, like, they were playing Zion in the last minute.
I think I see what the NBA is doing here, and I got to give them a little bit of credit. I think they did this game. They scheduled this for the preseason game. So they knew the Pelicans were going to win because the Heat weren't going to start all their guys. So now it makes that Christmas matchup a little more
interesting.
So that's where I think is like, oh, can the Heat come back? And they lost to them last time. But I don't know. I also feel like Spo was like role-playing a little bit in this game. It's like, okay, in the thick of the season, if we lose two or three players for a while because of coronavirus, like, what lineups can I throw out there? Let's see what lineups we can throw out to, like,
lots of max thrusts.
And honestly, it's not going to look good, guys. So that's my analysis of this.
We just got to pray that Jimmy wears his mask in public. It's pretty much like the Heat's game plan is Jimmy Butler, like, adhere to the CDC guidelines. Jimmy might wear a mask and face shield in games. Like, it might.
Why wasn't he on the bench? I was scared. Why is he there?
Yeah, like, get away. You don't need COVID, bro. Like, no, please.
It kind of makes me question the Harden thing, because you know he's not going to be too careful about that kind of thing. So
now, first of all, Harden has been to so many strip clubs in his life that he's immune. He's immune from viruses. It's like me. I haven't gotten COVID yet, and it's because I've frequented the worst strip clubs in Broward County. Like, and after that, like, you build up an immunity to a lot of viruses. Like, for real.
Harden can never get sick. He's already gotten everything that exists.
I used to go to a place called Porthole Pub in Deerfield Beach. After drinking out of those glasses at that strip club, like, literally, like, you can't give me a virus that I can't beat.
I'm pretty sure that's what COVID is. Also, like, Harden's beard, I think, is so thick that counts as like a face mask, like a face cover.
That's where COVID started.
Is this what you came on here for?
Strip club analysis is not what I came here for. No.
I want to ask the guys about.
No, KZ's you don't get defense. To ask questions. I host this show. Shut the fuck up. Useless. You're gonna ask Raptors questions. How did Van Vliet do tonight? Fuck Fred.
I was watching the Heat game. I don't know, but I hear that kid.
Shut the fuck up.
What's the kid's name?
No, we're not doing this. Honestly, if you were producing, I would kick you off this show right now. You're talking about a kid on the Raptors. What I want to talk about is
Van Vliet is Max Struss with a giant contract.
Oh no.
I'm gonna start with Tiffany, and I'm gonna go to Nikias. Because I really want everyone's take on Max Struss, because, oh my God.
My man was out there with bricks in his pocket.
What? Why did he play so much? I couldn't tweet it. I wanted to say that Max Struss sounds like the main villain in a World War II movie, but I feel like that will get me in trouble. But I'm not on Five Reasons anymore. I can say shit like that. But honestly,
Unleashed.
Max Struss was a double agent. I believe he was sent by the Celtics to disrupt and destroy. Like, I want to know what tape they saw of Max Struss that made them think that Max Struss is going to come over here and be and light up the preseason.
Where did he come from?
A frat club.
You should have known, because the Celtics waived a white guy right from the jump. It was a little suspect. He was a little strange.
I mean, for his name just sounds like he should be one of the greatest Celtics ever, right? Like, he sounds like he played with Bill Russell. Does he not?
It was weird, though. It was watching him play this was exactly like someone else watching me play 2K.
Oh no.
And Alf's played.
I've seen you play 2K. I beat you in 2K, and I might be the worst 2K player of all time.
When do we get to 2K?
Yeah. I mean, I need another rematch. Maybe we'll air a rematch at some point. But yeah,
as long as Max Struss isn't on my team, I'm gonna be fine. But
at the end of the game, he started hitting some threes, and I'm pretty sure he switched a difficulty to rookie during a timeout.
No, here's a problem. And you know what it is? And that's what people like. That's what double agents do. So now he hit those threes at the end of the game after sabotaging you all night long. And now the Heat were ready to ship him back to Germany. And then, wait, he's hitting threes. So, like, he waited until the game was out of reach. And all of a sudden he starts looking like Klay Thompson. Nikias, you said he's a worst. You said he's the worst basketball player you've ever seen.
So, in hindsight, that was probably harsh. He's probably
no, it wasn't.
Probably,
no, it wasn't.
Probably third or worst or something, if I'm going to really make the list. But no, the idea of him is that he's a really good shooter. Like, this is someone Leif mentioned during the draft process year before last that he had interest in. So he's been on their radar for a minute. But like, if he's not making shots, I just don't.
And what is he out there
for? I don't know what he does. That's kind of the thing. Like, he did make a couple of decent passes. He competed on defense. He wasn't particularly good at it.
Guys, I want your analysis on this because I respect you on, you know, like, I respect your basketball mind. Like, honestly, you and Tiffany are two of the basketball minds I respect more than anything. Like, I don't respect John Carlos. Like, he all he does is repeat spread pick and roll over and over again.
I don't respect me.
Someone said that Max Strauss looks like a chicken nugget. What? Basketball wise, like, what is your analysis of that? Like, what do you think? Because I honestly, because I'm older than you, they used to have these chicken nugget Happy Meal toys, and I went back to that. Tiffany knows we're about the same age. Like, they had these, and like, I went back to that, and I put a Heat jersey on one of those, and I said, yes, you know what? But I respect your basketball opinion. So, what do you think of Max Strauss looking like a chicken nugget?
I'm trying to think of where to begin with this.
I love.
I don't agree.
I want to make like a dunk pun out of this some kind of way, but I just can't do it right now.
I just like putting you in this position.
Yeah, he was just bad. I don't know.
It was the air balls for me. It was like, you're supposed to be a 3-point specialist. So, okay, let's stop. We're just bagging on the Heat right now. Like, and I'm using Max Strauss because honestly, it's a comedic crutch for me. Because Max Strauss, like, the fact that Max Strauss came out there, got early minutes, and was bad is so funny to me. Like, it's just like, it's like, if I was going to write a script to make a funny ass Heat preseason game, it would be Max Strauss coming in early and being historically terrible. So, what about the good things about tonight's game? I thought that Tyler Hero showed you a little something, not defensively so much. He competed, but he kept fouling. But offensively, creating off the dribble, getting to the rim. I mean, they were better when he was on the floor. Tiffany, I mean, when you watched Tyler Hero tonight, what did you think?
I was ready to make a trade.
Really? Are we going to do the Harden thing?
I didn't say Harden. You did.
Are we going to do the Harden? Brash, what did you, no. I'm going to go away from Tiffany because Tiffany just wants to get rid of. What did you think about Hero tonight? Is his game? Like, how did you feel about how he played tonight?
I mean, he played, you know, listen, that kid plays confident, man. You got to hand it to him, whether the shots fall or not. Like, that dude, he's got the guts. I was a little concerned that, not to go back to Strauss again, but like, that dude. And not for nothing, it was shortly after that he hit a couple threes. So maybe do it. Like, maybe he needs to be like, people need to rub Tyler for good luck, like, you know, to get their shot going. But I don't know. He was up and down in moments, like Tyler often is. But he's he's an awesome player. Getting any sort of analysis out of the first preseason game after the last game being 74 games ago is just silly.
So, I'm contractually obligated. You got to do this.
No, I hear you. But I was happy with Tyler tonight. Yeah, he's
Nikias Tyler.
He looked a lot more comfortable in pick and roll. I don't know how deep we're getting into preseason analysis.
Right. But you get as deep as you want, and then I make fun of you for getting way too deep into it.
Nikias, this is the formula. This is what built Heat Beat.
But it's hilarious because just for a little bit of context on Nikias, like in the chat, like maybe 30, 40 minutes before we started this, Nikias popped in. It's like, if you need like 3 to 5 minutes of serious analysis, I can pop in. And
we've had him here for 15 minutes, and I've done nothing but make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So I love watching Nikias squirm. It's great.
Hangover time, baby. Woo! This is the show. We're going to make things awkward. Fuck it. Yep. I'm going to say things like Max Strauss sounds like he was the villain in Sound of Music. Like, I'll say things like that.
It's good.
And then people have to figure out who are the villains in Sound of Music. They had armbands.
I don't even know what that movie is.
Let's get Sound of Music trending on Twitter, people. Let's go.
And they had tiki torches, and they said, "You will not replace us." But that's what Heat Beat's paying for.
Bang for our buck.
Yep. Duncan looked good tonight. Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I feel like Duncan, like, it don't matter. Like, you could give him 2 weeks off, 1 week off, 3 days off, 8 years off. Duncan's going to come in the gym shooting. I felt like Duncan looked really good tonight. Honestly, I thought Duncan's defense tonight, he looked better defensively than I feel like he ever has. And, of course, it's preseason. But, you know, I have to keep people watching this show. So I can't just discount everything that we saw tonight. But, I mean, Duncan looked good, man. Gianni, like, I haven't asked you for your analysis yet because...
Finally!
Because I don't want to hear spread, pick, and roll. But go ahead. What is your analysis of Duncan Robinson? Like, what did you think tonight? I thought he looked great.
He looks good. I mean, I think he's, like, the one that him and Bam just kind of picked up where they left off. I like what Nikai said about kind of hero's creation and kind of where he's doing there. But I think if you look at kind of Duncan's role in terms of moving off ball, relocating, off ball screening, kind of doing all that stuff. And it's really tough for him because especially when you don't play with Jimmy and Goran, you have a bunch of nobodies kind of creating for you, especially when Bam's on the bench. So it's kind of encouraging to see that he's still getting to his spots. He's still kind of taking dives with him, even when there's no other like on ball threats on the court, which is, I think, a really positive. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I think for me, it's just you have this long layoff. He was off, what, 2 months since they last played, kind of came in, started hitting his shots, you know, that handoff with him and Bam, still best fucking thing they have, and kind of pick up where you left off, and you're just like, okay, we're good. This still works. I'm happy.
That's what I, like, honestly, Duncan just feels like there was no offseason for him. He does what he does, and Duncan is just like, he's just one of these guys who's just solid. But we're talking about going forward, and the guys I want to talk about going forward are KZ and Struss.
No more Struss talk.
Wait, I said KZ and Struss. Like, I give a fuck what Struss does going forward. Honestly, I just want to know how quickly he can get back to Germany. But KZ and Precious. I think we saw good things out of both of those guys tonight. And I think we saw some, like, the hell? Like, you know. Like, every time we saw, someone said they were sick of seeing Avery Bradley do pirouettes. And I was like, I thought I was the only one that noticed that, but I've been touting his point of attack defense, so I didn't want to tweet about it. But there were some things, Precious not as much. KZ, there were some things I was like, KZ, what you doing? You've been in the system for a year now. KZ, Precious, Tiffany,
yeah.
Those two guys, what did you see? How did you feel about their performances tonight?
I mean, Precious did some things, but I think it's going to be a process because he's just literally like thrown into the mix. So he's going to scrap. He hustled.
No summer league.
Right. So he scrapped. He hustled. You know, that I don't think there was anything to really take away from him. But KZ, I don't know. He looked a little lost at times. He was kind of hedging on defense. Do I go out? Do I not? I don't know. I actually expected him to be a little bit more aggressive on offense, kind of get to the basket, slash a little bit. I don't know. Too heavily reliant on the three. I don't like that.
Yeah, I guess that's what bothered me about KZ. I'm like, this is year two. Like, and Nikias, I don't know. I mean, what did you see? Like, you see things differently than I do. But what I saw was a guy that in year two – and I know it's preseason, but the thing is, like, when I watch Summer League, I always expect the year two guys to dominate Summer League, right? Because, like, you know, like, Duncan Robinson last year looked like he didn't belong in Summer League anymore. KZ looks like he belongs back in Sioux Falls sometimes. I'm a little bit concerned when I saw his performance tonight.
I didn't understand. KZ felt like he was just trying to fit in, which is odd because this is really the first opportunity he's had. Like, he didn't get a preseason last year, but I think he was already dealing with injury by that point. So, like, he's bulked up. He's coming off of strong finishes in the G League last year. I mean, they're raving about how he's practiced and things of that nature. And then he gets into the game, and it's one dribble and a pass. It's one move after the ball swings, and then he's passing it. And, like, I don't understand how he comes in that passive with this kind of opportunity. Like, I think he was the first or second sub tonight. So I'm thinking he's ready to get out there. Like, he did compete on defense, so that was a positive for him.
Yes,
Offensively, he has to do a little bit more. And then with that, I mean, beyond that, you can't pass up shots while you're also watching Max Struss just take whatever he gets. Like, the dichotomy there is just weird. Like, you got to – like, if you were scared to shoot at the beginning, you have to watch that and be like, you know what?
There's a difference. Max Struss is trying not to go back to Europe.
Playing for his life.
Max Struss is playing for citizenship.
The fuck? What's the R. Kelly thing? Play for my life, man.
You remember? Remember when Chappelle said it? You probably might not have seen the stand up when it was like when the judge handed Kobe the basketball and said, "Play for your freedom." Yeah, it was like
I'm not that young, Al.
It was like
I know for what it's worth.
They said, "Struss, play for your citizenship."
2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, and with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore, Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short-term list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try it with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. The wait is finally over. Football is back. And you might not be at the game this year, but you will be on in the action with Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure that you get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you the most options to wager than anyone else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head over to BetOnline today and take advantage of the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
And Struss tried. Like, he really did. Like, he was like, he wasn't even just taking catch and shoot threes. My man was taking off the dribble Jones. Like, he was taking, like, two guys in his face. Like, Max Struss acted like he belonged in this league, and he doesn't. But
Chalmers has confidence.
KZ played like he doesn't belong. I was more impressed with Precious tonight than I was with KZ. And that really, really bothers me because I feel like KZ at the least should be the DJJ replacement. And I didn't see that tonight.
So we have Leif in the chat saying that Max Struss is going to be a confident catch and shoot guy when they ship all these dudes out of here.
Listen,
I see the vision, Leif.
What I will say about Max Struss is that Duncan Robinson looked like Max Struss about 3 years ago.
Last year.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember how long I've been drinking.
Listen, it's
been hangover time.
You're way too hard on KZ. I thought he was really good on the ball. I thought at times he kind of got lost on screens, kind of like what Tiffany said. particularly the Ingram dunk where he's like kind of ducking under but doesn't really recover. He just kind of stays there. But I thought when he was on ball, like, he looked good. He's active. That dude's fucking big. He's like Myers' size. That surprised me. I was like, damn, like, you're a tall kid. Like,
I think he's trying to learn how to use his size at this point. I think he got bigger than he thought he was going to be. Like, literally that happens to basketball players.
And I think I liked him today.
I think sometimes, like, when we think about these kids, they're 18, 19, 20 years old, and they were trained their whole life to be a 6'6 guard, and all of a sudden they're 6'9, 6'10, and they don't know what to do with their bodies. Like, I see that from KZ, and but I want to see more from him. I really do, because I think that they let DJJ go, in anticipation of KZ being the DJJ replacement. And if he's not going to be that, then, you know, that
I think he'll get there, though.
I think so, too. I really do.
I don't think Derek's a high
ceiling. I had to give hot takes, bro. Like, it's first preseason game. Everyone came, you know, to watch, you know, Hangover Time. And I'm trying to give the hot takes.
The guy's ducked out without giving me warning. Excuse me while I fix the aspect ratio. Bro, the guy
did that shit to me in real life.
Yo, the guy's just like left me. Hold on, let me fix this.
No, when I met Nekias in real life, he left without saying goodbye. It was the first time I met this motherfucker in person, and he just left. Tiffany, you need a ring light.
I wasn't ready.
Let's go.
I got look back here. It's coming.
That's a nice background. You have the nicest background.
You got shit hung on her wall.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's all my shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Brass didn't even fluff his pillows. They're just like all kind of thrown on the side.
This is what we're doing?
That's how white people live?
Who, me?
No, Brass. Oh. No, because I'm saying that his house is messy. Yours is clean. Fuck it.
Oh.
I'm a child of immigrants. We have to be clean in this house. You get your ass kicked.
Is it messy? Is it because of pillows?
Look at the pillows. I get my ass kicked for that when I was growing up.
You look like, honestly.
Yeah, that's why you got your ass kicked growing up, Johnny.
Johnny's bedroom looks like every upstairs bedroom in a townhouse in Kendall.
I have my plants, if you can see. Ooh. We have I got plants. I got I got the little LED light. I have an anime Blu-ray back there with some pictures, and
I don't like the way you're looking this way. Like, I know what you're doing with the camera, but like, I feel like you're always watching like a Raptors game or something.
Yeah, well,
the camera's to my left. The computer screen is to my right.
What is
so I'm monitoring chat.
Yeah, what is this aesthetic that you're going for? I don't like this.
What do you mean? Like in my room or
no? This
like,
whole
just
like
me,
this
just
whole,
me in general.
You like that? You're on a show and you're not looking at the camera.
Because I'm looking at the screen, because I have a DSLR camera that is set up adjacent to my monitor. So if I look this way, right at the camera. Also, you don't want the ring light right on my glasses.
The other way.
That's so what's happening to me.
Yeah, it is. In time. So, you know, I feel like I'm well lit. This is my good side. I can monitor chat. I can speak. I think we're working. I don't know.
Well, we're all well lit here on Hangover Time.
It's Alf especially.
I am
literally
Alf. We have highlights if you want to get to that.
Yeah, go put some highlights. I thought we
tried to add.
I promise highlights and stats.
All right, we got kicking into highlights.
Yeah, their coaching situation with Stan Van Gundy.
That didn't work.
He brings,
I don't know what happened here.
Attention to details, okay, discipline, and defense to the penalty.
I don't know what happened there.
Can we can't put comments from people that are on the screen?
I had the chat box.
No, I want it on the like. Can we make them big? Because I'm learning about Twitch right now.
We're all learning about Twitch right now. I just started streaming like a couple months ago.
Like the Twitch stream that you're showing me am I that choppy on it?
I don't know. That's chat.
You fucked up the thing. I don't see the chat anymore.
Oh man!
Well, cause I moved. Because you want the chat box back?
Gianni. Motherfucker, yes.
Gianni. I was kind of making space. I mean, we haven't really. You know, this all happened very quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Johnny, you better hope Alf signed that fucking paperwork. Otherwise, he's going right back to Five Reasons After.
Oh my god! I used to get like questions on the screen, so I didn't have to watch the chat. And then I would do this when people said nice things about me. I'd do this when people said mean things.
Well, here, you have your chat box back, you know.
I still don't see no chat box.
I mean, when people start with people, there you go. It's back. We're there. Alf takes questions. We're all learning together here. This is a learning experience that we all have together.
I'm glad this is preseason.
Yeah, this doesn't count. We're working through our growing pains.
Games to figure this out.
Huh?
We only have like two Heat games to figure this out.
Ah, we're good.
Oh, shit.
Listen, we're messy by design.
Marcus says, no, you are fine, Alf. I see you fine, but maybe my internet is just too good. What about a lot of my fans are poor and don't have good internet? What about them, Johnny?
Listen, this is I'm from day one producing. Leave me alone. Listen. We're catering to you. Look, I gave you the chat box. What more do you want? I gave you a chat box. We have a little ticker on the bottom. I can put whatever you want on the ticker. We have little moving panels. You know, I think I can get the highlights to work. I'm just scared to give it a second go.
Someone just said, I love Twitch. Ronnie Radke from Falling in Reserve brought me here. I don't know what that means. Is that young people talk?
Is it? I don't know.
You're young.
Am I young? I'm almost 30. I feel old. I'm an old soul.
Pretty young.
Someone said, gee, you're being alfed right now. And that's true.
That's Kiamin. She's one of our mods. We met her on a Zoom call.
I do remember Kiamin. Kind of.
Alf, how many meetings have we had to get this started? How many meetings is the last week? We've been in way too many fucking Zoom meetings.
I've been in one. And that's why I'm like,
what? Oh, yeah, you've been in one. I've been in like 20.
Someone said, just let Alf talk about anything besides basketball and let this show flourish.
Okay. This is his show. He does whatever he wants.
Let's talk about something besides basketball because it's preseason and I can give a fuck about this game. Like, who gives a shit? Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic didn't even play. We didn't get to see Andre Iguodala. Let's talk about something else. I want to know, and I'm going to start with Tiffany Meeks because she's a black woman and black people don't trust vaccines. Like, are you getting the vaccine, Tiffany Meeks? That's what I want to know.
Why are you putting her out there like that?
I'm going to tell you what I told everybody else. I'm going to wait, look through my blinds, and see how that shit treat other people walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be the first round.
You really
can't be the first round.
Yeah, you really can't. And the thing is, because black people were always the first round. And that's, and like one thing I'm not a conspiracy theorist on vaccines or anything like that. I think a lot of this stuff is stupid. But like, I understand why black people are just like, I don't know about no vaccines. Like, black people, like, we stay being the first one to get shot up with some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And like, we don't even believe, like, we could be right next to a white person getting the vaccine, and we don't believe that we're getting the same shit they're getting.
Nope. Can you give me yours?
Huh?
Can you give me yours?
I want to go with a white person, and I'm like, no, I want to go with John, and I want to go with Brass, and I want to get the vaccination at the same time. But like, give me his vaccine, and you give him mine. And if they hesitate, I know what's going on. I know what you're doing.
Well, so what's the deal? Are NBA players going to get it a little early? Are they considered to be like essential workers or something like that? Or just for the league? Did I hear something like that? Is that
Adam Silver's on the phones, man. He's working the phones.
My question is Max Struss the first person they give it to on the team?
Max already got his. Are you kidding me?
He's going to get it and come out like a super soldier.
Maybe he got it. That's why he knocked down some of those threes. Maybe that's what they did there in the
first of all,
halftime.
Matt, before Max got it, he couldn't even get into the JCC league. But there's other reasons for that. But when Max got it, now he's on a 10-day NBA contract. This is Max Struss with the super soldier serum, is what we're watching. Before this, like I said, no JCC league.
This is a high end.
This is him with at peak abilities.
Peak Max Struss, got it. Yeah, this is him with the genetically altered.
Someone said 5 season stream already ended. Royal out there like Rio after. Royal out there like Rio after the big three left. Oh, come on. Don't do that to him.
Yeah, Royal was good on onside today. I heard his interview about Harden. Shout out to Royal.
Damn.
Oof.
Nah, man. No, shout out to Five Reasons. I hope y'all do good, man.
But shout out to Leif. Not Alex. Fuck Alex.
Alex be on here like he's still part of Heat Beat.
I know. Alex is my guy.
The funny thing is, like, people are like, I didn't even know Heat Beat and Five Reasons were separate.
That shit made me laugh so much.
Well, because Alex is on every fucking Heat Beat show.
Alex is not, Alex barely's on anymore. I gotta like struggle. I was like, Alex, can you Heat Beat today? And he's like, nah, you know, I gotta.
You guys got some new people. Alex Musubi? What's his name?
Musubai. Alex Musubai. We have Solana and we have Frankie. That's pretty much the Leif, Alf, and Alex.
Substitute. I don't like this whole, I don't like all this new shit.
This new shit, this unfamiliar shit.
Yeah, I don't like all this new shit.
Well, I mean, you know, it got kind of rough, you know, when Leif left, you know,
I don't like Solana because he doesn't book me for the Hawkman show.
He does. He did.
One time. And I came on there and I killed it and they never invited me back. I think Hawkman.
Didn't you go to a Panera Bread with Hawkman once?
I went to a lunch with Panera and then I had lunch with Crowder at Hooters. But that was, I just ended up at Hooters at the same time Crowder did. it was like my one time going to Hooters in like 12 months. And then Crowder goes on the air and says, oh, I see Alf at Hooters all the time. And I literally had explained to my girlfriend at the time, like, no, baby, I don't go to Hooters all the time. Like, that Crowder is an ass, and he's just talking shit.
I saw him
one time, and I was like, hey, I'm Alf, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, I know who you are. And then he goes on the radio, I see Alf at Hooters all the time. Like, it wasn't even a Hooters by my house. Like, it was so, yeah. So I don't like Solana. He needs to explain himself to me.
Alex got fired for me. Alex and I both got fired from our university radio station and paper. Well, I got fired, and then Alex was such a homie that Alex is like, no, fuck you. G doesn't deserve this. And Alex got fired with me. Then I was like, well, Alex, we got to go get your job back.
Yeah, the Hooters and Pines. Didn't do anything wrong. That's if you ever want to go hang out. With Channing Crowder, he is there a lot. He said he sees me there all the time. No, he's there all the fucking time.
Johnny, what did you get fired for?
I got fired because I was supposed to cover an event, and I asked for my media credential, and the lady, the editor of the entertainment section, because it wasn't a sports thing, didn't show up for like 5 hours, and I trashed her in a group chat. In which someone then snitched to my editor in chief that G was trashing the entertainment editor in a group chat. And then she's like, well, you just can't talk about your editors that way. You're fired. And then Solana fucking pulled out receipts and was like, G, justice for G, hashtag free G. And then they're like, fuck you, Solana, you're fired too. And I was like, Alex, well, I mean,
you want to know what's so funny? And this is something I couldn't say because I used to be on Five Reasons. G got fired for being a messy bitch.
I was so mad. I was there for like five hours.
Am I wrong on this shit?
Nope.
You got
pissed.
You got fired for being a messy bitch.
For doing this.
I don't know what else to do but complain. I mean, I was waiting on the beach for 5 hours to get in an event. I'm waiting for my damn credential. And then she also didn't even schedule any of the interviews I had asked her to. I was like, I'll schedule the interviews. I'll talk to PR. And she goes, no, I got it. Who do you want to talk to? I go, oh, thanks. So-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. I get there. She's like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. And I'm like,
gee, first of all, I don't care anymore about your story. You got fired for being a messy bitch, and you talk shit to people in the chat rooms and shit. But this idea of you not looking at the camera for the show, it's not gonna work for me. It's so dumb. Like, okay, I'm doing.
What do you want me to do? Like, logistically, I'm out of
loss.
I'm
gonna do it too, motherfucker. Like, what? Nah, I'm doing it. All right, is this a good show?
Yeah. Hold on, I'm centered. You're off-centered. I'm completely centered in my box. Like, in my little 16x9 box, I'm right smack in the center.
Only box you've been in a while.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm gonna do the screen. I'm watching the screen.
Would you see? I can do this, but then I have the glare, and also I can't. So my eyes. You see where my eyes are? I gotta look at the screen. What am I supposed to do?
This is dumb as fuck. Like if I did the whole show like this, it'd be stupid as shit, right?
Nobody's ever complained.
I'm complaining.
You're the first one. We've done shows for a long time like this.
Yes, you haven't been here in a while. Nobody watched before I fucking came back.
Excuse me.
That's why nobody complained.
Listen, you got like three
people watching.
That's fair.
You're out here lashing because I don't fluff my fucking pillows.
Yeah. Why don't you fluff your fucking camera and just
I will buy a bigger desk and I will figure out a solution. I mean, I'll never.
You're using a milk crate.
I mean, I have a desk. It's not very big. I mean, I have my cat. I don't really have space. And even if I did, I mean, the camera is at level with the computer, right? So I can't. I don't know how to fix this. I'm gonna have to put the camera over the computer. I may have to take some shelves off.
What kind of camera are you using?
I'm using a Canon EOS 6 Rebel T7.
Mm.
So that was a nice.
You're not even looking at it.
I mean, it's looking at me.
How stupid is that? I'm using a fucking...
Chat agrees with you. I frankly agree with chat.
Get used to that, G.
I don't even know what this fucking thing is. What is this? A Microsoft Surface laptop.
I'm using an iMac.
God, I'm glad you're wearing pants, Alf.
So, like, I could do this.
Oh,
Hold on.
I did wear pants today.
I'm scared.
I'm wearing basketball shorts. Not even cargo.
I can change the camera. But this quality sucks. It's an awful camera. This is a computer camera.
Pillow back there, Johnny.
It's an yeah. You have my dongo pillow. It's It doesn't look very good.
This is much better.
No, it's not. The quality sucks on the camera.
Who cares about the quality? Nobody.
I care. We run a production.
Oh, that's good. Leave it there. That's
perfect. Yeah.
Just leave it here.
Oh shit! You've ruined it.
Nobody really wants to see your face that bad.
Shit. But why are you complaining about this?
Because you might as well be looking at the camera.
But I look washed. The colors aren't good. I mean, the quality difference is
Oh my God. Like
Alf looks washed too, but he owns it, man. Like, you gotta.
Should I just cover? I'll just cover my face. Hold on.
That's because you're using a Canon. All your colors are gonna be washed.
Yeah. Oh,
Tiffany knows about this shit. Tiffany's a photographer.
Yikes.
I'll cover my face. I'll
figure
something out.
Tiffany, how are you a photographer? You don't got a ring light.
Because I do street photography.
Oh, my bad. I just do shitty live streams.
Here, look, I'll cover my face with this so we don't have to look at me anymore. There we go. That better? Is that better, chat? Are you happy?
Perfect.
Everyone said it was better when your fucking face was showing.
Now can you mute your voice?
There we go.
It'll be perfect.
We're going to cover my face. Nobody has to see me. We get my ugly face. You win, Alf. You win.
Alf, I'm so glad you're back, man. Because, like, I feel like I've been alone in the Johnny slander over the last year. So I'm glad to have some.
I haven't been bullied enough. I got to be honest with you. Like, I think the one thing that Heatbeat has missed is just the bullying of me.
He's doing this artsy bullshit where, like... He's staring off into a fucking corner.
It's not. It's just a logistical issue.
I have my fucking bathroom. Look at my bathroom.
No, but I worked hard. I mean, I put the lights and everything for street.
Nyla. I'm calling my dog in here. Like, we're just going to make it. Like, it's just real. Like, just be real. Like, the hangover time is about getting drunk and being real.
Twitch is so happy that nobody could see my face.
You guys are just lucky that my dog is fat and doesn't. Oh, here she comes. Look at her. You see her coming?
I do.
It's about real. It's about realism.
It's about how fast Zion moved tonight.
But he was beating Harkless down the court every time.
And this is my coconut oil sheen that I put on before. The show.
I feel we were a little hard on Harkless, and then I remembered he fouled out of a preseason game. So any slander is adequate. Yeah, it was bad. It was just not good.
My dog is like, fuck y'all.
This is gonna translate great to a pod.
Oh, Honestly, the whole idea of making this into a pod, I don't know why anybody thought that was a good idea.
We want to get paid for it. You know, that's nice. You know, we appreciate our friends at Blue Wire for, providing ad packages that, kind of keep the lights on around here.
Look at her. She's falling asleep sitting up because she's so fucking fat and tired.
You can, if you're listening to the pod and you want to watch this, you can catch us on YouTube, youtube.com/MiamiHeatBeat.
Nobody's watching a YouTube pregame.
Yeah, they are. They do good. They do good. The next morning, people catch them the next morning. How long
will we be going for? Because I have a contract.
54 minutes.
I have a contract to stick to, and I don't go anywhere. I don't go over an hour.
Listen, you have autonomy to do whatever you want. This is your show.
We have six.
I just poorly produce it.
We have 6 minutes left.
I'm gonna edit this after that. I'm gonna stream on my own Twitch channel. I'm gonna play video games.
All right, by the way,
you hate.
Why am I getting points in this? Like, what is that? Is there points?
Tiffany, what you got?
By the first regular season game, you gotta fix this. And I'm gonna
my face?
Yeah, angle.
We can do, we could just eliminate me altogether, so I'll be like a shadow producer and I just don't speak. We could do that. Chat would like that.
Now you're talking. See, we just went
we're getting places.
I wanted you to say it.
I mean,
we are getting places.
Tiffany beat around the bush. But
yeah, Tiffany, listen, honestly, you're going to hear Tiffany on some of our podcasts. Tiffany's going to be doing some stuff with us here at Miami Heat Beat. So,
oh, I am
excited. I thought you were. Didn't Alf talk to you? I thought that was the plan.
Tiffany's, we'll talk about that more.
Okay, never mind.
She will.
Yes, follow her. Tiffany, what's your at?
You need to change your at because it's too many numbers. it's like Team Meeks 34-84-96.
Does Ethan know you're on here?
That's not my daddy. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Alf made it seem like, well, I said something I shouldn't have. And I was like, wait, are forces aware of what's happening right now? Like, I don't know.
Where did Nikias go? Like, what does he have to go do?
Go on five on the floor.
Nikias got to go. I guarantee you Nikias is playing 2K.
Oh, for sure. No, Nikias would play 2K in the middle of a podcast. We'd be legit doing a podcast, and I'm talking to him, and I could totally see him, like, filling with the controller.
Anyway,
it's super annoying when someone's not looking at you when they're talking to you, right?
I am looking at you. Maybe my eye's not making contact, but I can see you.
It is really...
Brass, you can't speak, because we've done fucking pods like this for months, and you haven't said shit.
I've said it before.
It's just been
some artsy anime bullshit.
This is not artsy.
Hey, listen, man, you can get away with the shit on a podcast, and you're the host, but, like, you're not the host on Hank.
I'm nobody at this point.
Yeah, you're, like,
devoted.
You're
not the host, so it's like,
if I did
that shit, it'd be weird, so...
I don't even go to you that much, because you're facing the wrong fucking direction.
I was hurt, man. It took you like 35 minutes to go to be on a
defense. Yeah, because you're facing the fucking wall. Like,
I was like, I have basketball opinions to say. Like, I have things to say.
When I'm talking, I don't know if you're paying attention. Tiffany, give people your app.
All right, TMeeks 2345.
You got to change that. It's too much. No, nobody's doing. Nobody. You said
I'll pull up my pillows. Gianni will point the camera towards him. Get rid of those fucking numbers.
Yeah, you can't. You're like a Russian bot.
We have to figure out this stuff before the regular season starts.
All right.
Yeah, like every time like you give your ad, I think you're in cahoots with Putin.
Bot like.
It's all gonna be fixed by the first game.
Hold on, wait, Alf, can we, you mentioned something that you wanted to talk about. There was somebody's Twitter follows that you kind of mentioned that you may want to get to.
Oh, shit, let's go. Okay, so we're late into the program. How much time have we been, have we gone?
We're at 57 minutes.
All right, so we got like 3 minutes to talk about. All right, so there's two Heat players, and I want you guys to guess who follows who, right? All right, so first of all, we didn't do no highlights. No, we're probably.
Listen, we're
getting it together. Kind of,
all right.
We're getting it together.
All right, so.
Oh
my God. Oh, good. Jack is here. This is a perfect game for Jack Alfonso.
What the hell?
What you got there, Jack?
What's up? A dress shirt and a Heat jersey.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Sharp. I'm back at Five Reasons with Last Minute. Jack.
What's up?
I'm gonna be rude to you right now. You look like you shouldn't be within 100 feet of a school.
That's fair.
Does he not look like Tom Haberstroh with that cut?
No, he looks like Tyler Durden. Like he looks like.
Thank you, Brian. He does look like Tom Haberstroh.
Look like
Tom.
Three blind mice with the fucking glasses, though. Those are interesting glasses, there, Jack.
He honestly looks like he's planning something. Like he looks like he's trying to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Or build a bomb.
I just got that.
Jack. Okay.
The hat doesn't help you.
Jack, so I'm gonna ask you first.
There you go.
Follows OAN. I don't know. How do you even say that network? OAN.
OAN. OAN.
I wouldn't know.
Is it Precious? I only or listen Max to the good Trust? News. Precious or Max Truss follows ON on Twitter?
For sure.
No, that's, you've got to give me saying, one or the other.
He's saying which one? He's saying which one? You suck at this game.
ON, OAN, or what?
No, he's saying which Precious, Achua, or Max Truss? Oh,
Max Truss. That's not a question.
That's wrong.
Max Truss follows a lot worse than OAN. That's his liberal news.
That's where he gets his progressive viewpoints.
He goes there. He likes to get the liberal perspective from OAN, and then he goes to Stormfront for the other stuff.
Okay, you're wrong. Precious Achua follows OAN on Twitter.
Hey.
Tiffany, next question: who follows real Donald Trump on Twitter? Precious Achua or Max Truss?
Precious.
You are correct. Precious Achua follows both OAN and real Donald Trump on Twitter.
Also follows Fox News and a bunch of other conservative.
Precious! Was it Newsmax?
Yep.
Who follows Newsmax on Twitter? Precious Achua or Max Truss?
My brain would think Struss. However, if Precious follows OANN, then he's following Newsmax too.
You got it, Brass. Somehow, Precious Achua, a Nigerian immigrant who plays for the Miami Heat, is a big supporter of very suspect right-wing media. And honestly, if I was still at Five Reasons, I would have never pointed this out. But since I'm not, I'm going to say fuck him. And I hope he's a good player for the Miami Heat. And I hope he flourishes.
Tillman Fertitta's going to love him.
Huh? Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Tillman Fertitta's going to love him.
But
that was a light years move by Pat to draft the guy that Tillman Fertitta's going to want.
Like what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker?
Hey, he's getting the vaccine first.
That's right. You have to wonder whether he is prepping for a career with the Rockets and whether he's included in a trade to, I don't know how to pronounce that name, Tillman Fertitta's team.
Fitta, yeah.
Fertitta. It's called a
Fertitta. You have to wonder. Tillman Fertitta, his team.
Vane Hype says Armando Sargeros wishes he was covering the Heat for Precious.
Yeah, you could be a rich basketball player and be conservative and be Republican, but like you're following OAN,
like three letters. You got this.
So honestly, Precious is like he's a QAnon guy at this point.
Listen,
yes,
I hope he never gets a rebound ever.
Okay, come on.
Pump the brakes out.
Pump the brakes. We need to trade him, Alf. Come on. There's some value up.
In his defense, he looked really good tonight.
Listen, exactly. He's gonna be a happy Rocket, and we need to get him to the place where he could be a Rocket. We need Blue Lives Matter James Harden here now, okay?
Someone said Uncle Tom be rebound. I'm legitimately I'm not tweeting about. First of all, I never felt okay calling another grown man precious ever. So from now on, I'm going to refer to him as Uncle Tom when I tweet about him. And I hope that's okay. I hope we don't lose any sponsors.
Listen, with Precious, we might not need to worry about the third quarter anymore, because maybe at like halftime when we're up like 20 points, he's going to convince the judges to stop the count. Maybe. I don't know.
Precious, he should have stopped the steal. But the refs fucking let the Lakers take it from us in the finals. That's my take.
Oh, my God. Finally, somebody would stand up for Pat Riley in the Miami Heat.
Wait, go back to his shirt.
Whose shirt? Yeah, what is happening here?
This is my worst shirt. I wanted to pick the most ridiculous dress shirt I own. It's like, it's got burgers and fries on it. I just wanted to look like I was doing Lasner cosplay because I wanted to ease the transition from Five Reasons. I thought this would be a comforting presence, talking about right-wing politics with a vaguely suspicious-looking white man in a dress shirt and Heat jersey.
Love it.
Is that why Precious only shoots from the right wing?
See, that's where I would typically end the show, but I don't know what you want to do. That would have been our hard out. That's it. That's the hard out. That's the
when
hard
you
out.
You edit it. That's it.
No, that's when I edited it. That's it. Yeah. Here.
My favorite was Uncle Tom be rebounding. Like that.
Honestly, I would have ended the show when Tiffany said he's the first to get the vaccine, because that shit was funny. So if I had like full control of this, I would have just cut it there, because that was funny. But we juiced this for a couple more minutes of funny.
Wait, how about how was the viewership? To be honest,
it was good. It was good. Steady. So remember, like Twitch tracks views a lot differently than YouTube. YouTube's a little bit of fake views, because they kind of, anybody who comes in and out and comes back in, that'll count as two views. And it's an ascending view count. Twitch tracks active viewers, but we did really good today. Today was a really good show. We had I think the most viewers we've had.
So just one question. The fuck is
we're
Twitch?
Live, by the way.
Oh, still?
Yeah, we're still live. No, we're still,
live. Go ahead, Tiffany.
So what the fuck is Twitch?
It's a
that's a good place to
it's nobody, a streaming platform for gamers.
It's like it's I'm not gonna
it's a stream, Tiffany. It's a stream.
I was gonna
platform.
Be mean, but I'm not.
It's a
Max Trust follows Twitch on Twitter.